Here to run us through the weekly wrap, we are joined in studio now by Jeff Field. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tess. This is the segment where I feel like I say this every week. What a depressing week.
It's been a few of those in a row.
Yeah, so you be the judge. So let's go
all
the way
back
to Monday, which started the week with the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian vowing to hold everyone to account as hundreds of residents from Sydney's Mascot Towers were displaced. Residents were evacuated after cracks were found in the beams of 10-storey buildings, sparking concerns about its structural stability. Mm. Now, I again quote that Gladys Berejiklian vowed to hold everyone to account. Since then, we've had people being told that they have to pay $1 million levy. They invited her to a meeting which she failed to attend. And even, can you believe this, people were told to go to St. Vinny's to get help.
It's a little bit...
To me, that doesn't sound like she's really doing all she can.
It's a little bit callous, it feels like, from the outside.
I know. Moving to Israel Folau now.
Oh, good.
Who launched yet another attack on gay people and also criticised young people being allowed to change gender during a sermon at his loving Christian church. The former rugby union star described homosexuality as a sin. claimed the devil was behind primary school children being allowed to decide if they wanted to change gender. I've got to be serious about this. It's just so wrong. God knows what damage this is doing to young gay people who are already struggling with issues. And this man is being given a pulpit to expose his hate. Now, I don't know. I'm not religious. But would Jesus Christ really be the sort of man that would want these sort of things being spewed at church pulpits?
I mean, I think I've been to church a grand total of twice in my life, but pretty much the message I kind of got from that was that you love everybody.
Yeah.
It's difficult to watch as well. This has been happening for a couple of weeks now. This is kind of a bit of a saga, but right in the middle of it as well. Last week we saw the Vatican put out a document that was saying, you know, pretty well the same thing. I can't remember the exact quote. It was something along the lines of, if people are identifying with a gender that they weren't born
with,
then it's, I don't know, something about Satan. But that's now going to go out to all the Catholic schools in the world. And it's all just kind of happening at once. It's hard to watch.
I feel we live in very dangerous times. Like 2 years ago, we were celebrating same-sex marriage. We were celebrating all sorts of things. And I feel this year we've gone back. That's just the feel I'm getting. We live in very conservative, dangerous times in many ways.
Yes, I think that is quite a concise way to put it. Yeah.
That's all I'll say. Moving on to Hong Kong now. 2 million people took part in a mass protest in the middle of the city, protesting, of course, against the bill from China, which would allow them to extradite people back to China who disagreed with the Chinese government, etc., etc. Good on the Hong Kong movement.
Yeah.
Getting out there and protesting, in my personal opinion.
My favourite, there's been some pictures come through. Some of the footage has been incredible. There was that time lapse going around Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just immense amounts of people. But there were, I think, probably my favourite photos that I saw coming out of the protests were a bunch of photos of students walking down the street with a book in their hands studying for their exams.
While they were protesting.
They were walking and reading and writing, and they're doing all their exam study whilst marching down the street.
God love them. All right. On Tuesday, the father of missing backpacker Theo Iyer made an appeal to the public for information to assist in the search for his teenage son, who went missing from the Cheeky Bar at Byron Bay 17 days ago. Sadly, there have been no new developments on that, and one can only say, as each day goes by, it's not looking good. Mohamed Morsi, Egypt's first democratically elected president, has collapsed and died during a court session in Cairo while on trial for espionage charges. To say that this is suspicious would be an understatement.
Little bit.
The Building Designers Association of Australia is urging for widespread reforms of the construction industry in the wake of the discovery of cracks in another Sydney building. Also, many experts warning that this won't be the last.
Oh, good.
Because we had a construction boom 2 years ago where if you went along the Parramatta River, all you saw were cranes.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much safety regulations were actually adhered to.
They sprung up incredibly quickly.
Too quickly.
I don't know anything about how to put a building together, but they all went up incredibly quickly. Even, you know, I managed to notice that.
Yep. Here's a story which pretty much was like Brexit for me in that I've lost track on this one. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says there is no prospect that John Setcliffe would win a legal challenge overturning his suspension from the Australian Labor Party. The New Daily was on that day reporting the construction, forestry, maritime, mining and energy union leader is considering launching a legal case against the suspension from the ALP. Meantime, other unions called for the resignation of Anthony Albanese, who said he wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right, we'll move on now. there was also flash flooding that day. That was all over the roads of inner Sydney, but guess what? It didn't hit the catchment area. It was as dry as a bone, which basically means the water restrictions are staying with us. Moving to Wednesday, the New South Wales government announced a budget surplus of $1.7 billion. Lots of things in the budget, including funding for infrastructure, etc., etc. But if you're wondering why you didn't hear much from the Labor Party, that's because there's still no opposition leader.
I can't believe that. I cannot believe that they are just floating unmanned through life.
You need an opposition to scrutinise the government, federally and state. That's all I'm saying. Victoria enacted laws on Wednesday allowing terminally ill people to end their lives. Look, it's a start. That's all I'll say. You've got to jump through a lot of hoops to get those pills. And again, I'll say it. We don't allow our pets to die in agony. President Donald Trump formally announced his re-election campaign at a rally in Florida. Mr. Trump started his speech by lambasting the Mueller investigation and praising his work on the economy. He also used the word crooked Hillary 10 times, which is interesting seeing she's not running.
I know.
And he's now decided that Joe Biden, who looks like being the main contender, will be known as Creepy Joe. Really
right,
intelligent
okay.
stuff.
Sure.
Well, also on Thursday, a class action was launched on behalf of Indigenous workers whose wages were, in most cases, allegedly never repaid after being held in trust by state governments in the 19th and 20th centuries. Disgusting. Yesterday, authorities in the Netherlands said they were charging four men with murder over the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17. Victoria, good on them, is moving to ban lightweight single-use plastic shopping bags to protect wildlife and waterways.
Yeah, good.
And the Adani coal mine construction began yesterday too.
Oh, okay. So that was kind of a get your hopes up moment, wasn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And they've posted video of them knocking down trees and bulldozers moving in.
Gross.
So gross. Don't look at that one. Ugh. That was pretty much the week that was, and the weather did dominate. We had our coldest day yesterday. We had the flash flooding. I've got to say, yesterday may have been our coldest day, but who knows what might happen today? It's freezing out there.
It is a little bit. Thanks for that, Jeff.
That's the news that was.
Jeff Field with the weekly wrap, taking a look back at the week we have all just lived through.